Deeds, not years, count. Just awfully fine of you to write. Yours is the first Eastern news I have received for months. Of course, you keep boosting yourself along by remembering that you are well made, that you are the temple of the living God. Animation and intelligence abound. Where? In you. They walk about in you. You are a perfect arsenal of them. You can feel inexhaustible energy coursing through you constantly and uniformly. What is all this? Simply the presence of God. And best of all, you are a thoroughly fine specimen of life, and always were. You always will be, because goodness and existence are everlasting. They do not begin, they do not end, they just are, and you are. Is not this enough? These conditions we call illness and age and discouragement are hallucinations. They are not facts. Therefore, you really know nothing about them. This signifies that you should be walking about every day a happy warrior, full of vitality and of wisdom, planning busy years for the future. Sometimes, you will notice, people lie down and take refuge in age. Tiring of work and responsibility, they step aside to make way for the children or younger members of the firm. They used to do it at the end of 20 years, but no more. Today, they are on their tiptoes at 40. Will the advancing race stop there? Certainly not. Age is doomed. You and I agree that there is only one mind, and that everyone has it. It is a mind which sees and hears and knows adequately. This guarantees that your sight is clear and searching and tireless. Here is the truth which will liberate you if you will industriously apply it to yourself. The eye condition you describe is common to people of mature years. But years are unknown in reality, and you are in reality. Age is not creeping up. Dispute the phantom. The Lord's mercies are new every morning. Do not dwell too much on the good times gone by. Better ones are ahead. You are equal to the changed order which has gone forth in the earth these days. Let me hear from you in a week or two.